the college sport officers of the last year. Just to anyone that doesn't know what the college sport officer is, perhaps just sum it up in a few words what your role has been over the last year.
So essentially our role is we sit on the York Sport Committee and we oversee and run all of the college sport system. So we head up a team of sports reps, activators and work with the rest of the York Sport Committee to make sure that college sport thrives on a day-to-day basis.
Okay, and sort of over the last year, what would you say your biggest challenges have been?
Oh gosh, there are obviously a lot of challenges that come with running a system that's so large, trying to please so many people. Specific challenges, that's a difficult one. Can
obviously,
you think of
this year we've had the financial things that have come up recently, sorting that out and getting people to understand what we're doing funding wise, getting people to realise that we're not trying to charge people. Everything that we do, we're doing in the best interests of the students. And sometimes they have different views, which I completely sympathise and understand with, but they have to realise that everything we do is for their best interests.
We love college sport just as much as they do, probably more, because we wouldn't be college sport officers. So we're not going to do something that we think is bad for college sport unless it's necessary.
Okay, and you talk of your love for college sport. When did you first get involved in college sport at York? Was it sort of straight away after Freshers Week, or was it perhaps further into first, maybe even second year?
I pretty much got involved straight away. I became got elected as a Alcuin sports rep in first year, so a term into my degree. Was that for 2 years, but also played several college sports alongside, and then went from there, really.
Yeah, I've always played college sports since I've been here from the very start, from hockey to cricket to different college sports throughout. And then in terms of organising, I've been with Vision for most of my first 2 years, doing an awful lot of watching college sport, reporting on it. And I wanted to get involved further, so that's why I became college sport officer, and it's all gone from there. Don't regret a minute of it.
And you mentioned organising. How much of a headache is it for you to sort of getting out all the fixtures, making sure all the sort of pitch allocations are there?
It's quite a hefty workload. You have to, normally you get everything sorted during the holidays. So we did a lot of work, say, in the summer holidays to get everything sorted. And that kind of eases the workload in that sense. But then you've got the day-to-day things that's probably a heavier workload than that kind of stuff. So just like emails, Facebook messages, stuff like that.
And the workload this year probably wasn't as bad as it could have been, being an away varsity. Just talk to me about college varsity and sort of the sort of interesting things you've had to deal with that being still a very, very young tournament.
Yeah, obviously last year it happened for its first time, so it was completely different organising it as an away varsity this year to a home varsity. Having experienced both, an away varsity is clearly much easier but less fulfilling. A bit like organising roses. For a York Sport president, I think organising roses is the pinnacle. If you speak to Cass, I'm sure she'll say that one of her highlights will be roses. And for me, organising college varsity last year was special. Nothing against it this year, it's been fantastic as well. But you get that kind of greater autonomy and greater involvement if you're organising it as a home event. So Amy and Esther will have great fun with that next year.
Yeah, I also think one of the really good things about it is the fact that it's only 2 years old means that you really can shape it, and there are still things that are being introduced. So this year we had quite a lot of discussion with Durham, like which sports should be in it, which ones shouldn't. And it's very exciting because it's still very much developing.
And just talk to me about your experiences of the tournament this year. Obviously there was the qualifiers weekend, which was a lot of fun, and there was a surprising amount of support for all the matches there. And then the very cold tournament itself.
Very cold. I thoroughly enjoyed both aspects of it. I think one of the highlights was the darts and the qualifiers for me. I really enjoyed that, and hopefully that's something that can continue in the future. Obviously it's home varsity, so maybe potentially the event for varsity. Also really enjoyed the actual varsity itself. It was absolutely freezing, and it was a shame we didn't get the win, but I think you can see a lot of promise. That a lot of Durham's victories are really close, and we could have easily taken them if it was a different day. So,
Well, you talk about that promise. Do you think next year now, sort of college sport at York is now a better place than ever to actually take a win at Varsity, with it being a home event and with all the college teams now really developing and coming in their strides?
Yeah, I definitely think College Varsity is helping our system to develop. It's making it more competitive. You just have to look at the first terms leagues. Everyone wants to finish in the top four so they can get through to College Varsity qualifiers, so they can then go and play against Durham and College Varsity. There's that added motivation, added incentive. It's getting more people involved. It's raising the standards, and that can only have a positive effect. And overall, the event's a fantastic way to showcase our college sports system. Durham, as I've always said, is the pinnacle. I think if we can aspire to get closer and closer to them, and for the last 2 years, yes, we may have lost, but we haven't been disgraced at any stage. We've been competitive. It's been thoroughly enjoyable. And I think both sides have really enjoyed the tournament.
College sport at York is so important to so many people. It gives them sort of a way to get involved in sport, perhaps that they otherwise wouldn't be able to. I mean, for example, thanks to you guys, I've been able to captain a football team this term, and I can hardly kick a ball. When did you guys first become aware of sort of the magic of college sport?
When I started playing it. I've met some of my closest friends at York through college sport, and I think it just gives people the chance, because a lot of people see sport at university, can't get involved because it's too competitive, and college sport really gives that middle ground of it can be really competitive, but at the same time anyone can be involved. And I think I saw that as soon as, obviously I was already keen to join, but I think, take for example like Derwent College, their college spirit is incredible, and I think that definitely stems from something like college sport. The amount they were pushing at the end of this term to try and win like sports day, futsal and things like that, it was just incredible to see like how much everyone came together.
Yeah, I agree with Mel. I think, speaking for both of us, we're both people who have, before we come to university and throughout university, regardless, would have played and engaged in sport. But it's fantastic to see so many people who prior to university may never have played a sport taking up something new, developing, who would never even consider playing university sport, but college sport gives them so many more options to play sport, to keep fit, and most of all, as Mel says, make friends, meet new people and make friendships for life. So it has a definite positive effect.
And it's been such a strong year for York, generally sporting wise, moving up the Bucks ranking and winning the Home Roses as well. Do you feel that really sort of college sport has been perhaps the cornerstone of that?
Obviously, increasing participation at a college sport level, if you're getting more people involved in sport, competitive sport, gradually the standard is going to increase. So, yeah, you could argue that it's helping, definitely.
Yeah, I think college sport and university sport are strongly linked together, and the stronger they're linked together, the better it is for our system. It's more opportunities for people to play, more opportunities for people to get involved. It creates kind of a participation pathway. You get so many people who I've played university sport with have started playing university because they played college, they enjoyed it at college, and then they find out, you know what, I can take this further and enjoy it even more. So I think, yeah, it definitely does have a positive effect. I think without college sport, our university system would be much weaker.
Yeah. And from when each of you took over the role as college sport officers, is there anything that perhaps was unexpected when you sort of first signed up for it?
Probably different for both of us. I was quite heavily involved with college sport and obviously knew Dave beforehand, so I was quite like knew about the role. But yeah, there is the workload, I guess, is quite a shock, but at the same time I was aware of it. But also I wasn't quite aware how rewarding it would be. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, watching something that obviously so many people are invested in is, and how it develops is incredible, and knowing that you're behind it is really great.
Yeah, I agree completely. It's such a positive experience to be able to be part of something which has developed so greatly over the last 2 years. I look back at college sport 2 years ago, and yes, it was a fantastic system, but we've done so much over the last 2 years. Things such as College Varsity, and then even smaller things like activators, the website, they make such a tangible difference to the system on a day-to-day basis. I can't really imagine how college sport was 2 years ago. Now, okay, that's because I'm so invested in it, and we both are so invested in it. But it, yeah, it's been a part of our lives for 2 years. We've gained so much from it. It's been so rewarding. Wouldn't change a minute of it. Just in many ways, it's so sad that it's over.
Well, yeah, it must be very rewarding to know it's in a better shape than when you found it. And keeping on with the positive note, each of you perhaps describe what's been your best moment as college sport officer.
I really thoroughly enjoyed varsity qualifiers. I really enjoyed varsity. But I think seeing how like passionate everyone was and how everyone wanted to compete for the university was really great. And it was the pinnacle. That's what we want college sport to be like. So, yeah, for me, I think it was qualifiers.
Yeah, it's so hard to pinpoint kind of one event. There are so many things like the qualifiers, things like college varsity, and then even the one-day tournaments, things like college rowing, college swimming, the atmosphere that you get at those events, people coming down there, people who'd not usually swim, people who'd never row before, never even consider going and getting a boat, but they'll come down to the RKC, they'll get involved, they have that spirit to want to represent their college, to support them, cheer on. It makes you so proud of the system that we have.
Okay, and a little bit sadly, but quickly, there must have been some stressful times as well, maybe weeks where you just thought, oh, no, this is too much. What was then perhaps your worst, most stressful moment as college sport officer?
Again, I think there are so many times where, as Mel was talking about earlier, the workload is heavy. There are times when you're thinking, I've got essay deadlines coming up, I've got exams to focus on.
And yet you've got to make sure there's a referee on Archbishop's Holgate.
But then at the same time, you've got a college football captain messaging you saying, can you do this for me? You've got a college rugby captain saying, what's happening with this? And so it's a role that never ends. And
it's not 9 till 5.
Yeah.
That's
for
sure.
There are times when you wish that you could just have a little break from it, even if it's just for 24 hours. Yeah. But that doesn't really happen. But at the same time, that's what makes it so rewarding at the same time. As I say, yes, it is stressful and we might complain right at the time, but I wouldn't change it.
Okay, and sort of given it's taken over your lives and been so rewarding, what are you going to miss most about it?
I probably just the people. People involved in college sport are great. That's quite simple, but that's what I'd say.
Yeah, 100% agree. It is, as I say about all the things at university, whether it's societies, university sports clubs, student newspapers, UOI, college sport, whatever it is, it's the people that you meet, the friends that you make. It's like last night in Salvation, it was so strange. You wander around, you see people who you know, and then in the blink of an eye, end of next week, we aren't in York and they're not there anymore. It's so strange to feel, and it's exactly the same with college sport. People like me and Mel see each other every day pretty much working on college sport. That's going to be so strange from next week onwards. We haven't got that. And people on the York Sport Committee, sports reps, captains, everyone throughout the whole system, it's all about the people.
And finally then, what advice would you give to your successors?
Just make the most of it.
Yeah.
It's a role that has so many possibilities. We've done so much with it, but there is still so much more that can be done.
Put their own stamp on it, I say. Like, we've done that, and if they want to change something, they should. But most importantly, listen to everyone else, because it's not just your system. And I think that's what I've learned over this year, is that listening to what people want is really important. Yeah,
and I think finally, just enjoy it.
Yeah.
If you enjoy it, you'll put so much more into it, get so much more out of it, and the effects will be so much more positive. It's a fantastic experience. I'm sure they will have a brilliant experience. I'm sure they'll do a brilliant job. We both wish them all the best, and I really hope that they enjoy it and have a fantastic year with it.
Well, thank you very much. That's been Dave Washington and Melissa Turner, the College Sport Officers of this year. I know they're going to be sorely missed, and for many people, I suppose, they've been heroes of college sport. So thank you very much.